Who you are cannot be trapped. It's only when we buy into the limitation, to the lies, to the illusion, that we feel trapped. You are abundance itself. You are freedom itself. You are power. All right. Welcome to Recode Your Mind with Calvin Carelli, the podcast where we help you recode your freaking mind and your business and whatever else needs recoding, because that's what we do here. We recode shit. So today I'm joined by Norman, who is a network spinal chiropractor and alchemist of sorts. And let's see what we can do with your mind, with your business, and make things better. Tell me, Norm. Just give everybody a quick rundown of your background, why you're here, what are your challenges, and where you want to go.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, thanks for having me. And so, yeah, my background is I am my profession is a chiropractor. I'm a holistic chiropractor and energy worker as well. And yeah, and I've studied a lot with Donald Epstein in the network spinal arena and lately with the Alchemy program too. And that's where I first connected with Calvin. And that's been truly expanding, really energizing. And so that's opening up a lot of new doors and lots of new energy as well. And I feel my being expanding a lot. And then at the same time, professionally, I feel ongoing constriction through my college of chiropractors and the regulations and the restrictions that they put on me. And I'm feeling, somewhat intimidated by that and, wanting to see what possibilities I can create for myself business-wise beyond being a registered chiropractor, which has been kind of my lifeboat, my safety boat, and 95, 98% of my income for the last 5 or 10 years. So,
So what are the things that you want to do that you are currently being prevented from doing as a chiropractor?
right. Well, there's a few things. One is our business has created a lifestyle app that's integrated 12 stages, steps of holistic health. And so it's quite foundational in work. And so that's something I'd like to develop. We just have it as a physical calendar at this point. I've said for years it'd be brilliant to have digital for this. I'd love to look at integrating that with AI. I think AI coaching around health and lifestyle could really work, could be really personalized. My college, they would have to look through all that. My God, I'd be so concerned about what I say every day if I took this more on a global level. And then also just my energetic work, I'd love to lead more kind of group experiences, more quantum, energetic in nature. Again, a lot of the topics there wouldn't fit underneath the chiropractic kind of umbrella. And unfortunately, when you're a registered chiropractor, it's kind of like if you're that, you kind of have to play under those rules. They don't give you a lot of room to have, side projects or a side hustle or an alter ego that isn't ruled under those circumstances.
Got it. So it's kind of like if you're Daniel Craig and you're playing James Bond, like there's a contract that says how you need to behave 24/7. Like you can't go unruly and get into a bar fight or something like that.
Yes, this is true. Exactly, exactly. And along with it, it comes with some obligations too. Like the latest rules are talking about how I need to inform them of my vaccine status and even like childhood vaccines and all sorts of crazy
For
stuff.
real?
So yeah, man.
Meaning that if it turns out you took the COVID vax, you're gonna get kicked out of the chiropractic college,
Right. Or if I
or the
don't,
other
yeah,
or the
the other
opposite.
way. Yeah, the other way. So I wish it was that way, but
Wait,
yeah.
what? I
So,
thought chiropractors were about like natural.
100%, man. But unfortunately, in Canada, we've moved towards socialized health, right? Which looks like the government now is our regulatory college. It's no longer a group of chiropractors. It's actually the government, and they get to appoint the people on the board to rule over us. And it's actually like provincial bills that now are our policies. So. And reading through those bills, it's just like, oh my God. And so I'm kind of like of two minds. One is like, just ignore it, don't look at it. bank on government inefficiency, which is a high
Yeah.
probability. Where I was
Right.
like, when I start reading it and if I was to follow this stuff, it's like, man, yeah, not so keen on it.
So, what's the alternative if you step out of that world? Are you free to do what you want?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, there would be some restrictions that I couldn't then, be a chiropractor at that point, which, what is registered as a chiropractor? I can't do structural adjustments, which I don't do anyways. I don't diagnose. That's not a big thing. I can't diagnose. I couldn't bill insurance plans. So those are things that I'd be giving up. But other than that, I'd have to kind of rebrand myself as like an energetic healer or quantum healer or something of that nature,
I mean,
which,
a network spinal is doesn't require chiropractic, right? So you
yeah.
can use that.
Yeah, I mean, I could. There's a bit of a gray line there. So there are chiropractors who have done that before in the past, and some of them have had issues and kind of been, attacked for that, and some haven't. So, yeah, that's my concern. Truth be told, I have had history going through chiropractic college where I was on the wrong side of, I was offering chiropractic network spinal in the clinic, and they didn't like that, and it ended up being a 2-year legal battle for me with my college and delayed my graduation by 2 years. So I have a previous wound around that, and I have a high sensitivity around being persecuted, and so that's a real fear for me. So
It.
I'm giving you
Well,
the deuce here.
we'll just reframe that. I'm looking forward to being persecuted.
Oh my. Whew, that's hot. I'm looking forward to being persecuted. Okay, I can try that on.
And I mean the point of saying that is if we have reservations about anything, if we have resistance towards anything in our lives, it's just because there's a mind bug there. There's a story that says like, I'm not going to be okay or I'm not safe or like, whatever. There's some like the resistance is all in the mind. And so if there's resistance towards the past, like this shouldn't have happened, that's resistance. If there's resistance towards the future, like, oh my God, if this happens, then like it means I've done something wrong. It means I'm bad. It means I'm not enough. It means there's something wrong with me. It means I'm not going to be okay. I'm not safe. Like whatever meaning you assign to it is all lies.
Right.
Because who you are is pure soul, pure spirit, pure consciousness.
Thank you for that. Yep. And looking back, I've been able to reframe what happened to me through chiropractic college, and I see the gift of it. It was really a potent period of growth for me, and I can look back with gratitude. Looking forward to doing that again. That's a little bit different though, but I can definitely work with that. It would be a growth opportunity for sure, and I definitely get where you're going with this.
If it were to happen, it would just mean that you have an experience, and then you can, if you don't resist it, if you just deal with whatever mind bugs it brings up, then there's no problem.
As we sit in that, it definitely brings up a lot of financial fear for sure. So lawyers are expensive.
Lawyers are expansive.
Expansive. Yeah.
It's not expensive. That's a judgment, right? What's expensive? What's cheap? I don't know. It's all relative. Jeff Bezos rented this house down here at Point Doom for $600,000 a month. Is that expensive? I
Yeah.
don't know. Cheap for him, but
Yeah, Roger that.
so it's all relative, it's all a judgment, and so I like to think of it as it's expansive. It's asking me to expand.
Right.
There's infinite, there's no scarcity in the universe. Like at a soul level, at a core level of who you are, there's no scarcity. You are abundance itself. You are freedom itself. You are power. So feeling powerless versus this chiropractic collars, you feel like you're trapped, you're constrained in what you can do. Like, who you are cannot be trapped. It's only when we buy into the limitation, to the lies, to the illusion, that we feel trapped. It doesn't mean you have to stay in the chiropractic college, right? Like, it just means that like they can't, you can't, who you are cannot be trapped, cannot be constrained, cannot be contained.
Fabulous. Yeah. My mind can trap me,
For
though.
sure. Yeah.
For sure. But my
For sure.
soul, I get that. Yep.
Yeah. But the power of that is realizing that it's something that you are doing to you. It's not something that circumstances or other people are doing to you.
Right. Yeah. That's a mind flip. That's great. That's an
Yeah.
upgrade.
Yeah. And I mean, what happens for all of us, like I talk about the mind bugs, and there's, 10 or so, and there are these very core fundamental patterns of thought, of mind, that are wired into every one of ours as minds, which is, I'm not enough. I'm bad or wrong in some way. I'm not safe. I don't have enough. I'm not gonna be okay. I don't belong. Like they're all in that realm. I'm powerless, I'm trapped. And they're all things that we tend to believe, and then we make it about the circumstance. And then we think, oh, if only I like learn to win friends and influence people, then I'll feel like I belong, right? Then I feel like I'm worthy of people's attention. Or if only I make enough money, then I'll feel safe. Then I'll feel secure. Or then I'll feel worthy. Or then I'll feel good enough. Then I'll feel like I'm going to be okay. But it's all a lie. It's all an illusion, because everything you're seeking is who you already are. And so the circumstance has nothing to do with it. It's, how can I be that today? How can I, right? And the way that you be that today is by recognizing what's in the way, which is all the mind bugs that are in the way. And so it's constantly looking for, what are those thoughts? What are those stories? What is that identity, that way that I see myself, that is opposite of my true nature? And then spot them and just let them go. Spot them, release them, spot them, release them. And the more you do that, the more you just come home to you, who you are. So it's not like we're seeking financial security, we're seeking abundance. You can't. It doesn't work. Because the person, the part of you that's seeking is the part of you that is the resistance, the obstacle to it.
Right.
Yeah. So let's
Mm.
say you step out of the chiropractic college and go just out on your own doing your thing. What would you do?
Yeah, it really freed me up to be more of a creator. And so I'd like to create some online offerings that would be scalable. And I see it to be quite disruptive too, and offering something to the marketplace that would be, quite affordable to a traditional realm of wellness coaching. It would also open me up to do more energetic group healing work, quantum work in group. And just kind of, I see that my life has transitioned more into being like a manager. And when I'm at my best, I'm a creator. Man, I can come up with five great ideas a day of creating stuff that's of value. And that's really where I want to transition my life is more in the creative
Totally.
realm.
So what are the who do you want to serve? What do you want to help them with?
Say that again.
Who do you want to serve, and what do you want to help them with?
Yeah, people who are open to a next level of health, energetic transformation. People who know that the traditional tier one model of healthcare has its flaws and are looking for something more. People who are wanting to take responsibility for their own health and make change. People who are looking for an expanded, more quantum perspective of life.
Is it mostly health concerns that people have that you want to serve or you want to work with?
Well, and the truth is that's probably the old me talking and the language of the old me. And the more I understand the energetics and the quantum realm is the health stuff is really just the symptom of a larger phenomenon, right? And so I think it's so language for that is, helping people access a greater energetic potential, expression of themselves. And I think that's beyond just health for sure.
The way I think of it, it's really life comes down to how much light are you allowing into your system, into your being, right? Or you can think of it as like energy and information, but like it's what is that? It's like photons, right? So how much light are you allowing to come into your being? And that's going to impact your health, your relationships, your business, your income, your like everything in your life.
True.
But what we do is we block it, right? We block that. You're like, oh no. Oh, too much light. No. Gotta stay here. Gotta stay at this level. Like, gotta stay small, right? That's what we all do. And it's all the mind bugs. It's like that's what comes in as that layer of clouds between the light that you are, which is spirit, and what you allow into your life.
And so light that I allow in, and also light that I express as well.
For sure. Yeah.
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 Awesome.
It's going to naturally flow through. So are there a particular group of people that you feel like you have affinity for, a relationship with, that you're like, these people, it just fires me the f up to work with these people. They're just so exciting to be with, to work with.
Yeah, and it's people who are open to energy and quantum. It's like either people are open to that or they're not. And I see it in my practice now. And those who are open to something beyond what we've the illusion that we've been led to, the matrix that we've been plugged into. And so I won't, I'm really into people who are beyond that.
That's super cool. And what about, are there any sort of specific, like what kind of profession are they in? What kind of age group? Are they younger, older? Are they men? Are they women? Are they
Tend more,
multi-binary, whatever, gender neutral, dolphinarians, like whatever?
they tend to be women, middle age, later age, more spiritual in nature for sure. People who are looking for something new and different, an alternative model of living.
Are they moms?
Yeah, moms, some of them grandmas. Yeah.
And professionals or stay at home or entrepreneurs or
I would say more entrepreneurs, free thinkers.
So what I'm looking for is like for to create a thriving business, right? What we want is we want a fairly clear target, dream client who has money to pay. If you want to make good money, you want to work with people who have money. It just makes sense, right? When I was a kid, I remember sitting in the back seat of the car and my parents were talking about how they had to pay tax. And I was like, what is this tax thing? And like, oh, it's money that you have to pay to the states, to the government. I'm like, oh, that's cool. How does that work? And how do I, can I be the state? Like, I want to be the state when I grow up. It's like in the old days, the joke was like, if you want, like, why do people rob banks? Because that's where the money is, right? Now the reality is, why do people go into politics? Because that's where the fucking money is. Right? Like, we're being robbed blind, like fucking crazy. But the all this to say, like, if you want to make money, go where the fucking money is. Like, a lot of people get lost because they have the savior syndrome, that they really want to help people who are suffering and struggling, which is great. I can empathize with that. But if those people ain't got money, then it's gonna be a fucking miserable life for you. And as they say, the best thing you can do for poor people is to not be one of them. So who are the people that you know that you resonate with that have money, that have the other thing we're looking for is they have a pain that is very valuable for them to resolve. Right? So it's kind of acute. It's like they're hungry for change. So what comes to mind for you as like your dream client?
Working with other healers,
Okay.
professionals.
Professional healers.
And that's part of, what I've been building out is what we call Chiron Healing School, Healing Academy. And it's for people who are professional healers who are wanting to expand themselves. And it's an integrated model, so it's not just for chiropractors or energy workers. It's working for with everybody who fits into an integrated model.
Okay. Cool. And so what do you help them with exactly?
So I help them tap into their innate gifts. I think that's the number one thing. My stand is that we all are innate healers. We all have innate gifts. And or we can kind of get to that zone of genius as far as what our uniqueness is, the more valuable we are that we can bring to the market. And so that's what I want to help people tap into is their zone of genius and what their unique gifts are.
Totally. Yeah, that makes sense. And do you then help them also with like the business side of things or just that?
A bit of it's business branding, kind of developing themselves around that. I think the real central tenet, though, is helping them really discover that and get to know it.
Cool. And what's that worth to this person?
Should I? Priceless. I know it's for me, priceless. A few years ago, we took a group of 20-year-olds. There were 21, 22 who identified themselves as being gifted healers. And we expedited their healing journey by like 10 years, and they didn't have to go to chiropractic school and be beat up and come out with $300,000 of debt, right? And I think that's available in today's world is just to not go through the, not have to go through the traditional educational system and rack up points of traditional debt, student debt, that there's just so much access to information online now. And people are also coming out more plugged in and ready to access more of kind of their innate, their natural gifts.
I thought education was free in Canada.
Right, just like healthcare. University is not free. Certainly not private schools. I graduated $200,000 debt. That was 22 years ago. So what is that now? That's a lot of money for sure.
Got it. So, okay, that makes sense. So if you were to put a dollar amount on it, like what is it worth to that person?
I mean, if we really deliver on it, 100 grand.
Do you have plans to really deliver on it, or are you just gonna half-ass deliver on it? What's your
No,
strategy?
I want to really deliver on it. Thanks for calling me for it. No, we're gonna deliver on it. Absolutely.
Great. 100 grand. So, and so we're targeting, I mean, the problem with the 20-year-olds is that like they might not have that kind of cash, but if we're targeting people who are a little bit further along, who are making money, it might make sense. It doesn't have to be 100 grand all at once, and it doesn't have to be 100 grand, obviously, right? But it could be like, how long is this process for you guys?
I want to chunk it down for sure. I want it to be a choose your own adventure as well, so it's in chunks and modules that they can access and work
But
with.
when you work with these people, the 20-year-olds, how long was that process?
I worked with them for a year.
A year. Okay. Yeah. All right. Awesome. So, yeah. And even if you just charge, if it's worth 100 grand, it's probably honestly worth more, but let's just take that number. If you just quote unquote only charge 10% of that, still like that's a business.
Well, it is. And with today's systems, I see that we could deliver something amazing and have it scalable, that we serve a whole bunch of people. It's not one-to-one anymore, right? Though
Right. No, absolutely.
what I was offering before was one-to-one. And so, but I think we could even do it better in a scalable online system. There's a lot of collaboration where they get to learn off each other and
For
really
sure.
build it that way. So,
Yeah. I mean, I learned more from you and Kate and other people in the pod than from Donnie in many cases, right?
yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There's some stickiness there, around Donnie's material is, TM, it's trademarked to Donnie. And there's a lot of what Donnie teaches that's universal that he's gathered from
Yeah. But my
elsewhere
point
too.
is that in this program, so for the
Voice
listeners
of
here,
Insurance.
right, we're part of this program called The Alchemy with Donnie Epstein. My point is that Donnie teaches, but then he teams people up in these pods, and like that ends up being super valuable. And that's not something that Donnie has to do, right? So it's a very scalable format
100%.
where there's so much value there in the group format. Most people still have this mindset that one-on-one is better than group, but it's
Yeah.
not. Like
No.
group in many cases is much better than one-on-one. It's because
Yeah.
you get so much more from it, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome. Like, let's do it.
And what I'm seeing is it really wants to be inside out, where it's like not me laying on a whole bunch more information, but just
Right.
creating the opportunity for them to tap in and bring it forward, the who they are and their information. And then with the groups, then it becomes like super valuable because they're talking it down with their mates in the group, right? And
Exactly.
I don't have to be involved with all that for sure.
And the whole point, right, is that like don't stop drowning your inner voice out with all these outside voices and actually start connecting inside, right?
Totally. Well, that's it. Like most students go to school and they go in with wild ambition and a pure heart and really gifted and sensitive and intuitive. And then 10 years later, they're drowning in debt. They've been feared into, worried about hurting people and litigation lawyers and everything else. And it's like they've really drifted away from their core essence, right? I see it time and time again. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, and what you were talking about before with being sued by your chiropractic callers or what that was, and my friends in Copenhagen have created this body SDS body therapy system, which I'd love to introduce you to at some point. But whenever I go, I always have sessions. It's incredible. I feel like the combination of that with the mind kind of mind work that I do, and with the kind of energy work that you and Donnie do, like I think that's such a powerful trifecta. But the point I wanted to make is that part of what they do, there's a whole body process on a massage table and working through the body. But then as part of the process, they also do some adjustments like of the spine or of the neck and whatnot. But they got sued by the Danish government for doing that because they're not chiropractors, so they're not allowed to. But they do it way better than most chiropractors because they warm that they work through the whole fucking body, so the body's ready for it when it happens. Whereas you go to a chiropractor and you're like crack, and then like whoa, shit. So anyway, but the government sues you anyway because like the whole system is set up to make you sick and miserable, and then profit off of you, like. We don't want you make you so sick you die,
Right.
but we just want to have you chronically sick and need something to manage it, and then we can like leech off of you for life. That's the whole goal. That's the game of this. That's how the system works. But yeah. So anyway, yeah, I love the helping healers connect with more with who they are. Group program, price it at like 10K, 20K, whatever, something in that realm probably. And you can always do, I think that's a great place to start it. And then you can definitely later on layer in, especially as you master this yourself, you can layer in the business piece as well for them where they learn to do this in a more leveraged way, in a more, systematic way and like actually build a business up around it. And the advantage to that is that like selling. The good thing, selling money at a discount is always easy, right? you buy this, it's going to make you more money than you pay for it, than you invest in it. That's a relatively easy sell. But it's also, what's nice about what you are doing is that it's something that people can justify as a business investment, but they're doing it for themselves. Like they want this for themselves. They also want to use it in business, but they want it for themselves. So there's that pull, there's that desire. It's not like, oh shit, I need a project management certification, like snooze, snooze, right? Like they actually want this, they desire this, but they can justify it as a business investment, which is a really, really great place to be.
I agree. Yeah, I love doing Donnie's work just for that reason, right? It's a business write-off. I'm growing as a business, but my main reason for signing up is this one. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Cool. So where are you gonna get leads for this thing?
Well, we have a few people already, through the practice. And the last time I offered Chiron, that was 2016. It was
Oh wow.
amazing how the field just brought folks to me. Like I was connected to a woman from the States who got word of what I was offering. She phoned and she relocated to Canada to come study with me.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so, I think that I got to get really clear on what I'm signaling, what I'm sending out. And then from there, that's number one. And then the other one, the kind of wide net that I see is what I started off talking about, which is more of the wellness foundational work. We call it My Inner Guru, which is around tapping into our guru within, Dr. Innate, the greatest doctor within. And so that is something that can be a wide net that we send out onto the internets. I can offer that. There'd be lots of free offerings there, and then there can be some very affordable options too. So that's kind of my wide net, grab net, and then
And
build
where
it.
so people are coming to you through word of mouth and through sort of the energetic field. Is that what I'm
Yes,
hearing?
and the internet.
And so tell me more about the internet part.
Well, currently I have been dwarfed with that because I've been living under the false pretense of being restricted by my college, and now I'm looking forward to being persecuted. And I think there's lots of opportunity for me to offer short webinars and videos and whatnot to help move people in the direction of what we're talking about and build the brand and kind of what I'm offering. So that hasn't been built out, but there is a lot of content. My God, I've been 22 years in practice and I have so many different handouts and checklists and whatnot that I can offer people. We've kept that more internally for our practice members, but it's something that I can definitely digitize and offer more out there. But it's certainly that's a hurdle I see is building the community, of course, or its opportunity.
Say more about that, like the hurdles to build a community.
Yes, saying that's something I got to build, I got to work on for sure to make this
The
kind of.
community of people who are prime candidates for this program.
Yeah.
Got it. So the mechanism to have like a thriving business is that you have a clear offer that people want and that's scalable. So we've looked at that. And then it's, do we have a predictable engine for generating new customers? All right.
Right.
So that involves some source of traffic of attention and some enrollment mechanism. All right. So you mentioned a webinar. A webinar can be how you enroll people. It can be a webinar to book a sales call to sell people there. It can be a webinar or like workshop or something to a like raise your hand if you're interested to send people to a doc where they can read about the things. We call them offer docs. And then like the workshop or the webinar can be free or it can be paid, whichever. And then there is like, where are we getting traffic for this? And you can run ads, you can do affiliates referrals, you can do SEO or organic social content, social media content.
I
But
do.
basically,
I do have some strategic partners too. The wellness calendar that I was speaking up about originally, that would be great in many chiropractors' offices, and that's something that we could even brand it to their office as well. As like a patient gift that they bring to their clientele. And most chiropractors really aren't great about educating their people about holistic living. And so this would be a really affordable, and you were talking earlier about, the easiest way to sell is to show them how they're going to make money off the deal. And for a chiropractor, their retention is their number one value generator, right? The longer people stay around. So, selling a chiropractor a calendar for, $8 is like a pretty decent investment for most of them. So that again is kind of the wide net that I see that I can approach many different chiropractors as well to bring this to their patients.
And would the clients for your do you call it Chiron? Would those clients be the chiropractors or the chiropractors clients, or like what, like how does this help the other thing?
Yeah, so the first step is the My Inner Guru, which is the calendar and the wellness piece. And that the chiropractors can bring to all their patients, to all their community. And from there, the add-on is whether they want to study with me directly, more directly, which is Chiron, and developing their healing skills.
And the they that would want to study there, is that the chiropractor or is it the chiropractor's
It could
clients?
be either.
Okay. And so by having the calendar out at the chiropractor's office, the idea is that that like is both connecting you with the chiropractor and making them aware of Chiron, and as well as like that's a tool that they use with their clients, and in there is like some mention of this. Is that kind of the idea?
Yes, exactly.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the calendar, I mean, that's kind of the base, and then there's can be different tiers, different add-ons that the patients could choose to take on. Chiron is kind of like the premier program, really, and there's a few other steps below that that I've kind of dreamed up and we can work with.
What does the calendar do exactly?
So it's 12 different holistic wellness practices. So it's foundational. We start with helping people discover their values, their purpose and passions in life. And then they use
Okay.
to link to their wellness practices of exercise, nutrition, the basics, breath, those things.
So the idea is that I'm a client at a chiropractor, and then the chiropractor says, "Hey, by the way, I have this additional thing that I can sell you." And like he bought it for $8, but maybe he sells it to them for $100 or $50 or something. And then it's like a physical thing that they take home with them and read and implement and da da da. And then they get better. They become better clients for him because now they value the work more,
It's
or
a
her.
physical calendar, and it's all I'm wanting to build also a digital app with it as well. And they could sell it to their patient, or they could give it to their patient too. And I could offer a webinar, which, for $8, I'm thinking this is going to increase their retention, quite a bit. So $8 investment on each patient is not a whole
But
bunch.
is it, are they selling it to the patient or are they giving it to the
They
patient?
could do either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would they typically do? Or would you advise them to
I
do?
would lean them towards giving it to the patient.
Okay.
Yeah.
And being all for retention and then.
For retention, community builder, building a tribe, it would really help the office kind of create a community, a tribe type.
And would the office be concerned with like you kind of branding yourself in there and then like fishing in their pond?
I don't know. I mean, it depends how much of like the wellness breath work type of stuff they have in their office. Most chiropractors don't have that.
Right.
It's
And you could offer them a commission on the people that come in that way. So that's nice. That
100%.
becomes like an
Yeah.
extra revenue stream for them.
Totally. Yeah. We can absolutely do a commission for them.
And then you could also give it for free to the chiropractors to give to their clients, and then they make money on the commission, and you make money on the upsells.
This is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
Okay.
lots of ways of building it out. The physical calendar is the most expensive, but once a digital piece is built, then it's pretty easy to affordable to
But
spend.
also, like, if you think of it as like the, have you heard the concept of CAC?
Go ahead. No.
CAC is the customer acquisition cost.
Right.
Like, what is the cost to acquire a customer? And for example, if you run ads, right, there's like, you didn't spend up a certain amount of dollars on ads for every customer that you get.
Yeah.
And like, typically, a business customer costs you $1,500. That's just what it costs to acquire a business customer. So that's like, all right, so now we got to make more than $1,500 from them in lifetime value, ideally, like soon, so we can reinvest that money back into ads. But that's the CAC. Then some years ago, this phrase started being said, which was real estate is the new CAC. And so it's like, as you know, ad costs went up. Companies like Warby Parker, that makes eyeglasses, they would, open up stores in various cities and downtown areas. And it's like, that costs money to build out real estate, but that's their CAC, right?
Right.
Like, that's their customer acquisition cost, is that real estate to buy the customers. And actually, it ends up, turns out that like, buying customers that way, acquiring customers that way, is actually cheaper than ads in many cases. Because
Right.
like, real estate is the new CAC. So in your case, the printed calendar is the new CAC, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a matter of testing how the math works out, right? But that could, like, if it costs you're saying you could sell it for $8, so it costs you like a little less than $8 to print or whatever. And like, as you print more, those numbers go down, right? And so, like, paying $8 to acquire a customer is really cheap. Like, now you're not going to get one customer for each calendar that you send out, but if you get one in 10 and you pay $80 to acquire a customer, even one in 20, you pay $160 to acquire. That's still cheap, right? So that's the kind of math to run on this.
Yeah.
And you just test different things and see how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think there's a lot of chiropractors out there who would see this as an opportunity, right? They're busy with their own business. They're like, oh shit, I should do a workshop. I should educate my people on healthy living. And very few get around to it. And so, it's going to be a chance for them to really build their own tribe within their office. So.
Yeah. And if they make like a 10, 20% commission on sales that come in that way, or maybe even 50%, that does, like, we can, or you can do 100%. Like, so, but if they make a commission and you educate them on how to educate their people on how to sign up, like how to do this thing, why they should sign up for the paid version of this thing. Like, yeah, it becomes a nice second income stream for them. And I bet a lot of chiropractors, as much as they love their job, they wouldn't mind decoupling their income from the work with clients, just a little bit,
As long as we make it super simple, turnkey, that isn't a whole bunch for them. And even the front desk staff could help, implement
Exactly.
it.
Good point.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
Because, like, if you're working as a chiropractor, and I know chiropractors are really good at seeing multiple patients at the same time, and they go back and forth, and they can like serve like 20 people an hour or something, but there's still that constraint on their time, right? If they want to make more money, they have to up and raise their rates, which, is always viable. But even still, there's like, it's just time and more hours. So if you can decouple time from income, that's
Right.
huge for them. It's huge.
Yeah.
And that's something to educate them on as well, right? So, yeah, I dig that. And so the reason I said like commission 10%, 20%, 50%, 100%, 150%. So if you have like, when you structure your offers, so the calendar is the first offer, and it might be a free offer, is like a lead magnet, right? And then maybe there's like a $100 offer that people buy after that. And you find that someone who buys that $100 thing, of them, on average, they end up spending another $1,000 with you, right? If
Right.
that's the math that you suss out. Now, if you say, hey, chiropractor, if you can get people to buy this $100 thing, I'll pay you not only all the $100, I'll pay you $200 for
Right.
each one that you get to pay spend $100. Because yeah, I know that they'll turn into, a $1,000 client. Now I spent, $200 in CAC plus the $8 for the calendar or whatever. So $208 in CAC for a client that's worth 1,000. That's pretty good. So these are the kinds of things that we can do to scale once we have the offers that work.
And the offer is like the calendar, or is the offer is like how we're offering the calendar?
Yeah, so the offer is like every piece is an offer, right? So it's like a bundle of stuff around a thing. So think about like when you pitch your calendar to the chiropractor, that's an offer. You're making the chiropractor an offer that says, "Hey, buy this for $8 or buy this like I'll send it to you for free and here's what you got to do in return and here's what you get." Like all of this is an offer. Like, I'm going to give you 100 calendars. I'm going to give you training on how to sell them. And then I'm going to give you, $200 for every person who ends up buying this $100 thing. Like, all of that is an offer that you're making to the chiropractor. And then you can say yes or no. And you can throw bonuses in there. Like, I will, like, whatever, I'll also do this or like, whatever, right? And then the $100 thing, if you do something like that, to the end user, end client there, the $100 thing, that's an offer. Like the calendar itself is an offer. Hey, take this calendar for free and go like implement it. Like that's an offer. It's free, right? And then in the calendar pitches the next offer, which is the $100 thing or whatever you end up doing, and they're like, here's what you're gonna get. It's gonna cost you $100 or like now, or maybe it's like zero today and then $100 in 30 days if you like it. Like that. So offer is basically like it's a combination of like a promise and like what you get. And then there can be payment plans, like zero today, 100 later, or like commission, whatever, like 10,000 now, or pay $1,000 a month for 12 months, like whatever. And then guarantees. Like, hey, if you don't get X result by this time, we will double your money back. Or if you don't get this result, we'll work with you for 3 months until you do, or like whatever. Like, if you do all the things we say and you still don't get the result, blah, 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 like we'll give you money back and buy you a taco, whatever. And then there's bonuses, which are just a way to pull out parts of what you're giving them. But you position it as a free bonus that you get when you buy the thing, and it's very compelling for people. It's like you highlight this thing, and bonuses are great for addressing objections. So if you have a thing, like you have your calendar, and then you have a $100 offer that goes a little bit deeper, and then one of the objections that people have is like, I don't have the time to do this, then you create a bonus that's around how to shave off 5 hours of your week or something like that, right? Or how to do this in a way that doesn't take any time. So you hear what objections people have, then you can create bonuses that address those objections. So then that takes that away. And then there's scarcity and there's urgency. So scarcity is like only like if you do your Chiron, we can only have so many people in this, or the first 10 get blah blah, right? Or like the first 10 get a lower price and the price goes up, or this bonus for the first 10 or something. And then there's urgency, which is by this date, the price goes up. By this date, this happens, this bonus goes away. Like we start the cohort or the group or whatever, and you can't join, right? So those are all components that go into an offer. At the core of it, though, is what's called the value equation, which is it's like the what is the dream outcome that you're promising them? What is the perceived likelihood of success? In their mind, what is the perceived likelihood that they're going to get this result? Those are like you multiply those together. If you give them numbers, you multiply those like, ah, this would be amazing. And there's like a 50% likelihood I'd get it. Like, okay, great. That's the top line. The bottom line is how long is it going to take me? Oh crap, it's gonna be 2 years, it's gonna be like a whole year, it's gonna be like, whatever. And then The second is effort and sacrifice. How much effort am I going to have to put towards this? How much am I going to need to sacrifice? So these are kind of the core parameters of the offer that you tweak in order to make it really like a no-brainer, right? Like the more compelling the dream outcome is and their perceived likelihood that they're going to achieve this, like the higher that is together, with the faster they can get it and with no effort or sacrifice, the more compelling the offer is. This is why Big Pharma is very successful, right? Because like dream outcome, the headache goes the fuck away. Perceived likelihood of success, yeah, I take the fucking pill, it goes away. Great. Time delay, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, right? Effort and sacrifice, I need to pop a fucking pill. I can do this,
Right.
right? So you see how they are very compelling offers. Now, there are downsides to those offers, right? They're not addressing the real issue, but this is human nature. And so the more we can align our offer with that formula, the more compelling it's going to be. And then like the bonuses and the scarcity and the urgency and the payment plans and the guarantees, like all kind of are enhancers of the offer. And so what we're doing is we're stringing together a sequence of offers that lead people to where we want them to go, which in this case is Chiron. And so it's like you kind of reverse engineer the process of like what is the first thing that we're gonna that they want there. And then each offer solves one problem that then creates another problem that your next offer solves. And then you just keep going.
Roger that. Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's like I wanna sell my house. Great. Like I don't know, maybe you do like a free valuation, or like maybe you like use like great, we help you take great photos of your house. Great, okay, now I have the photos. Like now what? Like now I need to list it somewhere. So it's like there's always you solve one thing and there's like another thing that becomes the next problem. And then so that's the process of engineering that sequence so that yeah. There's always the next problem that we solve, and that ultimately leads to where we want to take people.
Right. Got it. Okay. Well, that's, similar to how my brain was kind of seeing this of like wide net and then kind of stack net. You have a whole bunch more background information on this than I do. I'm just a simple chiropractor, but yeah.
Nothing simple about you, my friend, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Excellent. Okay, man. That sounds great. I got a ton out of the call today, and you probably have more for me.
Amazing. Yeah. But I think it's a good place to wrap. Yeah, so what are the things that you take with you today? What are the next steps that you're gonna focus on?
I have started to, and I'm going to do this a bit more, is send and put together a package of like what I'm offering and send it out to a couple of chiropractors that I know who might be interested in this and just get some feedback about whether they see value in this or not. I'm going to map out a little bit more, and I've been building it kind of from the wide net to the big one. I want to work from the big one backwards, as you say, like this is where I want to end, and then what are the steps that can work from there? And I love
Exactly.
that bit around like every piece leads them to the next problem. And so chunking that down of what the problems of each step is.
And we want that path. We want the path to be as short as possible. The advantage of working backwards is that you can see, well, like it tends to be shorter and more direct that way. Versus when we're working forwards, we tend to invent a bunch of things that we should do or we could do. Like it really, the goal is to get as many people into Chiron as possible. Like, what is the simplest system? What is the least amount of stuff that we can build to get there?
That's great. Okay.
Yeah. Because we
Yeah.
can always overload with so many different things, right? And yeah, so the question is like really, do you already have enough people in your network to start the Chiron as a group program?
In early stage, yes.
Yeah.
I have 10 people on a sign up sheet at this point,
Yeah.
and if I announced it, I'd probably have a few more. Depending on price point, that wouldn't be 100,000, but 1,000 per month. Yeah, we probably have five people say yes at this point, and they grow it from there. But I mean, it's a starting point for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that is a starting point. That works. All right. Because if you do it as an evergreen open enrollment group program, which is my favorite way to do it, so people can join anytime.
Yeah.
And maybe there's some kind of onboarding process and they just come into the group and then you work with them there and they can stay forever and they can join anytime. That's a really powerful structure.
And then would they, if it's evergreen, do they need to join a group that's at the same time sequence as them, or do you see
It
value?
depends on your content and how you structure it, right? You can, but you can also, like, maybe you don't. I don't know. Like, it depends on the content, what you're teaching, right? And you can definitely give people, like, when they join the first 3 weeks or whatever, there's a series of videos or of, like, a foundational content that they have to go through on their own before they're let into the group. You could do it that way. So then everybody's kind of up to speed and then they come in. Like, or maybe you pair them up with a buddy who's already there, who's like helps them through that process. I don't know. Like, you can be creative with that, right? But when you like Alchemy that we're in was like I heard about Donnie 2 years ago, and then Alchemy had just started right before that, and then I waited all the way until whenever that was this summer in order to be able to join. That's like a year and a half worth of revenue that Donnie didn't get.
Yeah, I get that.
And
If
I
it's evergreen, it would just be so much smoother. You could just be sucking
exactly.
people into it. Totally.
And a lot of people, like I might have gotten cold on it, right? I was like very hot back then, but then like I don't know. And then I was like, all right, fuck it, let me just do it. I mean, the advantage of the way that Donnie's doing it is that then it's like, well, if I don't join now, then like I don't know when it's gonna be open again, right? So that works in the opposite way. That's the urgency piece. Like, oh, I gotta sign up now or the doors close. So, there are pros and cons, but I like you can manufacture like urgency in different ways by just having a special offer, a special price. Like you can do different things to you can just the ideal scenario is that you cap how many people you let in each month, and then you fill those slots and you close till next month, and then you have another number of slots. Like that's a simple way to do the scarcity and the urgency to get people to move, because those always help get people to move. But then you can still have this open enrollment where people can join anytime, which makes it easier for like advan it's an advantage for you, because then like you're not like, oh shit, like do a cohort and then like I only got like five people and now I'm stuck with these five people for like for a year or whatever it is, right? Like I need to make a second group. Like no, we have one group, everybody's in that group. I like that. Yeah, so I'm just like it might make sense to start in that end by getting that group launched up and going, and then you have something that you can constantly test enrollment into. Right? It's like, and then it's like if the Chiron is really if that's the target and it's really about developing their own personal healing connection with their own inner healer and expressing that, then what is it that we need to do in the calendar that really speaks to those people?
It's in the calendar. It's a very inside out calendar, and and it does talk about purpose and helps people get clear on that. But I could definitely go back to the calendar and look at it from the lens of where I want to take them for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, and to it.
Yeah. It's like I could see how like for everybody, right? We are our own best healer. Right. And for the
100%.
Chiro, he wants clients that are partners in that journey. Right. The Chiro has skills that they don't have, obviously, for themselves, but we want clients, we want patients that are active participants in the healing. So awakening that in people, like you are the healer, you are a healer. And then speaking to like some people are called to do this with others to serve other people in this way. You just mention that. You just talk about that. Like that's part of what we do in Chiron, but that's not what we're here for, blah, blah, blah. So you just mention it like in passing. People are going to look it up. People are going to find out. Like some people are going to be interested in that.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome.
And it's very natural when you do the healing for yourself. Well, you want to help other people. Like it's so innate in all of us, right? So,
That's
yeah.
true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, I got a ton of value out of this, dude.
Cool, man. Glad to hear that. All right, keep me posted on what you're gonna do with it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And keep the focus. So, what I'd invite you to do is starting today, set aside, like, t make out, map out the next 100 days, not map out, but like, be like, or maybe you start January 1st because you want to take a Christmas break. I don't. Like, I'm like, this is to me, this is separation season. This is where everybody else takes a break and takes the gas off. Like, I'm going all in. Like, I'm enjoying the fact that I'm not there going to be there's not going to be as much distraction.
Right.
But whatever you do, start the clock at 100 days. 100 days where you spend at least 100 minutes every day. Holidays, weekends, sick days, doesn't matter. 100 minutes every day, 7 days a week for 100 days working on this.
Wow. Love it. Okay. I can
Yeah.
ante up. It's perfect
Yeah.
timing because April 1st is my renewal date for my chiropractic board.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. So
Awesome.
build this up and yeah, start by launching the group, like new year, new group. It's great energy. And then work on the acquisition.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks for that. Dude, you have a
You
way of
bet.
calling me forward. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank
Yeah.
you, man.
Yeah, that was hot.
All right. Appreciate it very much, Norm. I'll see you next time on one of the calls.
Yeah, in the new year, eh? Have a great,
Yeah.
won't be a holiday for you. Separation season.
Yes.
That's awesome. I love it.
All right. Love you,
Okay.
brother.
Take
So
care.
fun.
Yeah,
All right, you too.
appreciate it.
Bye.